Welcome, Overlap listeners. Your second favorite co-host of the show, Will, here on a solo episode. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. This is not your typical episode, so if you want to know more about what we're about, please refer to our back catalog at The Overlap, where all fine podcasts can be found. If this is not your first time, welcome back. I know, like me, if you're not already missing Joshua from the episode, you will be by the end, but hopefully we'll keep this one short, and hopefully Joshua will be back with us next week. He's out enjoying some much-needed R&R, and hopefully he'll have some stories to share with us when he gets back. As I mentioned, this is not going to be a typical episode. I have a little bit of a heavy subject to talk about today. I'm not going to turn it into a rant, or I'll do my best not to turn it into a rant. But I do think it's something important to consider. A little bit of a contrast this morning. So for those of you who don't know, and but have no reason to know because we don't really talk about it much on the podcast, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in my early 30s, about 8 years ago. And it was a shock. At the time, I had had a grandparent, like many people, I'd had a grandparent who had Parkinson's. I never knew it was something that could affect young people. I didn't know much about it at the time. I've learned a lot since then. I won't bore you with all the details, but suffice it to say that Parkinson's disease is more of a family of diseases or a group of symptoms that tend to affect people who've had some sort of damage to various areas of the brain. Usually, it first turns up as a movement disorder. For me, it was when my left arm did not drop to my side like it normally does when you just relax. Like my right arm would drop down to my side, but my left arm would stay about halfway up, and like I was about to shake hands with everybody I was coming into contact with. But it progresses from there and eventually causes dystonia, which is why my voice is weak sometimes, like you may hear this morning on the podcast. And eventually lots of other horrible things that I don't want to talk about or think about this morning. But thanks to Michael J. Fox, Parkinson's has received a lot of attention over the past few years. And there was recently a bill passed by Congress last year to the Plan to End Parkinson's Act, which was a great day for everyone who's suffering from this illness or is taking care of or loves someone who's suffering from this illness. It looks like, however, with the defunding in the NIH, that bill may never achieve its potential, at least under the current administration. And that's a little bit of a bee in my bonnet, as they say today, because it occurs to me that we're making so much progress on Parkinson's and so many other diseases that it looks like many of humanity's worst afflictions may be curable or at least very treatable in the next couple of decades, or can be if we invest in it. And that's the part that has me upset, because when I think about that, I realize that the only reason I'm suffering from Parkinson's today, and that many others are, and that many others are suffering from other treatable or curable illnesses, is simply because someone wanted to double their bank account from $10 billion to $20 billion, or go from $20 billion to $200 billion, because they're measuring bank accounts against a bunch of other billionaires. But that's not the worst of it, because those are just the individuals that can sleep at night knowing that millions are suffering and can't sleep all night because of things that they could be doing to fix. But the worst problem, I think, is that our society celebrates people who do that. When someone goes from $10 to $20 billion, we think that's an amazing thing, and we write magazine articles about it and, you know, post on the web and share social media about them and talk about how amazing they are. And we read their books and we consume their content. We listen to them talk, all because they've managed to add some zeros in their bank account. And I think that's a problem. If you think it's okay that people are adding zeros to their bank account while millions of people suffer unnecessarily, then I'm not sure we have much overlap. And maybe you found this podcast by mistake, and I wish you all the best as you turn it off and go on to something else. because I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with the fact that I've got money sitting in my bank account that could be doing more to help other people. But the reality is we live in a society that's got its priorities pretty well and screwed up. And I think that there's something we should do about that. I think there's something we can do about that. For most of human history, the powerful and the wealthy were untouchable. They wrote the laws that people lived by. They enforced the laws that people lived by, and nobody could do much about it. Then we came upon this concept of democracy, where everyone has a vote, or at least everyone in theory would have a vote if democracy was carried to its logical conclusion. But it took us a while to get there. And now today we live in the most powerful planet on the face of the planet, at least for the moment. And we have the ability to use our voice to do something about this. And unfortunately, apparently we're not doing anything about it because it's still going on. And so my contribution to the overlap today is going to be a brief one, but I want to say let's either we end the billionaires and end disease, or we keep the billionaires and we keep disease and we keep suffering around on our planet, because all of the valuable resources that we've managed to extract from the world over the past decades have been flowing to the wealthy and they're not sharing. So I challenge you to do something about that. On the far opposite end, again, not trying to turn this into a rant or a woe is me episode, but the fact is, I wake up most mornings around 3:30 if I'm lucky, if I get to sleep in that long, with pain and tightness in my back. I stumble to my medication cabinet. I take the pills that it takes me to get to where I can walk normally or somewhat normally. And then I find my way to a device of some sort to realign my spine and try to stretch it out, because it's been slowly working itself into knots as I've been laying in bed. And then try to get through the rest of my day with a minimal number of ibuprofen and only the needed amount of carbidopa, levodopa, and various other drugs that I have to take to function somewhat normally. And then try to keep from falling asleep throughout the day so that I can hopefully get a decent amount of sleep at night, which by my account these days is about 4 to 5 hours. I hope it doesn't come as news to you that that's a pretty miserable way to live. And there was a time in the not so distant past when I wasn't sure if I could live that way. The only thing that kept me going was my family and the fact that I am still able to provide something for them. Not as much as I used to and far less than I want to, but I'm able to provide for them. And that's an obligation that I take seriously. And I hope that if you're in a suffering situation, or if you're in a situation where you're just worried about the fate of the world and you're down on everything, that you have somebody else that you can take care of to give you purpose and meaning in life. Because although I don't think anybody is born owing anybody anything, we all get dragged into existence, kicking and screaming, literally. And nobody asked our opinion on whether we wanted to be here. But once we are here, and once we've taken advantage of some of the things life has to offer, I hope that you, like me, will want to give back and want to try to alleviate somebody else's suffering and make their existence just a little bit better. And if you can do that today, which doesn't really cost anything, oftentimes it's a smile or a hug or a comforting hand or a listening ear. Try to make someone's day a little bit better today. Try to alleviate some suffering in the world, and then try to do a little bit more tomorrow and a little bit more the next day. And let's see what happens. Let's try that experiment for now. Let's try to double not our bank account with the dollars in our bank account, but the emotional bank account that we have in others. Let's try to fill that up and top that off for the next couple of days. No real brilliant insight this week. No new information about some complex topic that I've studied or some new technology coming out. Just that. Try to be nice. And try to share some of what you learned along the journey with someone else. That's Will. That's it from me. Signing off. Hope you got something out of this today. Hopefully it leaves your day a little bit better, or makes somebody else's day a little bit better because you decide to take on this challenge. Until next time, be well, be kind, and I'll see you on the next overlap.
Thank you.